This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson. Beyond using biofuels in automobiles, the push is on to increase production of sustainable aviation fuel. Growth Energy's Chris Bliley says the biofuels industry and the president are on board and progress is being made.
I think we are. I think it's in the early stages. There's been a lot of discussion, a lot of airline interest, a lot of stakeholder interest, certainly interest from, you know, our members as biofuel producers.
But Bliley says before anything else, we must lay the groundwork.
You have to get the policy right. And part of the essential part of the getting the policy right is making sure you get the modeling so that, you know, we use the Argonne-GREET model, which is the gold standard. It is the best available science from the Department of Energy's national lab because it uses the most up-to-date data when it comes to biofuel.
And that, Bliley says, is a must.
It's going to be essential for sustainable aviation fuel that is produced from, you know, American biofuel feedstocks and from, you know, what's produced on American farms.
Bliley says due to support from the president, interest in Congress, and certain tax incentives, even the big oil companies have expressed interest in the production of sustainable aviation fuel.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.